Pellerat and Bliss stirred uneasily. Daniil listened with benign gravity, his hand slowly stroking Phalum's hair. Trevise said, "Listen to me again. Just outside the galaxy are the Magellanic Clouds, where no human ship has ever penetrated. Beyond that are other small galaxies, and not very far away is the giant Andromeda galaxy, larger than our own. Beyond that are galaxies by the billions. Our own galaxy has developed only one species of an intelligence great enough to develop a technological society. But what do we know of the other galaxies? Ours may be atypical. In some of the others, perhaps even in all, there may be many competing intelligent species struggling with each other, and each incomprehensible to us. Perhaps it is their mutual struggle that preoccupies them. But what if, in some galaxy, one species gains domination over the rest, and then has time to consider the possibility of penetrating other galaxies? Hyperspatially, the galaxy is a point, and so is all the universe. We have not visited any other galaxy, and as far as we know, no intelligent species from another galaxy has ever visited us. But that state of affairs may end someday, and if the invaders come, they are bound to find ways of turning some human beings against other human beings. We have so long had only ourselves to fight that we are used to such internecine quarrels. An invader that finds us divided against ourselves will dominate us all, or destroy us all. The only true defense is to produce Galaxia, which cannot be turned against itself, and which can meet invaders with maximum power. Bliss said, "The picture you paint is a frightening one. Will we have time to form Galaxia?" Trevise looked up, as though to penetrate the thick layer of moon rock that separated him from the surface and from space, as though to force himself to see those far-distant galaxies moving slowly through unimaginable vistas of space. He said, "In all human history, no other intelligence has impinged on us, to our knowledge. This need only continue a few more centuries, perhaps little more than 1/10,000th of the time civilization has already existed, and we will be safe. After all," and here Trevise felt a sudden twinge of trouble, which he forced himself to disregard, "it is not as though we had the enemy already here and among us." And he did not look down to meet the brooding eyes of Phalum, hermaphroditic, transductive, different, as they rested unfathomably on him. This concludes the reading of Foundation and Earth by Isaac Asimov. This book was read by Larry A. McKeever.